Metro is proposing some of the most devastating service cuts in its 50-year history because of the pandemic. WAMU's transportation reporter Jordan Pascal explains.
No weekend train service. Trains only every half hour on weekdays. Closing 19 stations with low ridership. Ending rail service at 9 p.m. And reducing the current bus service from 60 to 41 routes. The changes could have a disastrous effect on essential workers, students, and businesses. It could stall industries like nightlife, tourism, and sports, looking for rebounds.
This would be a major setback.
That's Joe McAndrew of the Greater Washington Partnership, a civic association of some of the largest employers in the area.
This region cannot fully operate without a high-quality, functioning WMATA.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says the cuts are painful, but necessary because Metro legally has to have a balanced budget.
We only have so many dollars. Where can we spread them as best we can to serve as many people, knowing that we will be leaving other people behind because there just isn't enough dollars to do it.
If approved, the changes would happen in July, but Metro's hoping Congress will vote for a relief package that would help prevent the deep cuts. For WAMU, I'm Jordan Pascal.